One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, can't do it!
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000, are seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Please welcome Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Nice to meet you. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Stephanie?
I'm from Derbyshire, Castle Donington in Derbyshire.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a health and safety / food safety consultant.
Right, and what do you do to relax?
Well, up until fairly recently, I quite like to get involved in amateur theatre, but I haven't been able to do too much of that recently because I'm planning for a big event.
So. All right, OK. Dare I ask some questions about your big event?
Yeah, I'm going to be getting married very shortly.
Yay! Congratulations. Well, you know what? If you need a string quartet, they're available.
Absolutely.
They are available.
No, they're a bit too attractive, though. I don't know whether I'd end up with my husband.
No, they'll be all right. The one on the end's a little bit of a scallywag, but the rest of them are all right.
That end.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So, throughout the show, we will be monitoring your heart rate, because that's what the show's all about. At the moment, it's at 101 beats per minute. Don't panic. That's fine. 101 is really, really good. So, without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Good luck.
Thank you.
I think we're going to be all right. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. OK, here we are. This is the plate. Couple of rules. The first rule, if you get a question wrong, it will cost you 25 heartbeats. Mm-hmm. The second rule, if you can't think of an answer during one of the rounds or your heartbeat is racing away, you can step off the plate. That will cost you 50 heartbeats. You understand?
Yep.
All right, good stuff. Everyone starts the game with the same round, and that round is contrast. This is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Let's play contrast. All right, Stephanie, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, play, was president of the USA between 1993 and 2000.
Bill Clinton.
Became governor of Arkansas twice.
Bill Clinton.
Was the director of US company Walmart between 1986 and 1992.
Hillary Clinton.
Was born in Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Bill Clinton.
Is noted as a skilled saxophone player.
Bill Clinton.
Is the older of the pair.
Hillary Clinton.
Won a Grammy in 1997 for Best Spoken Word Album.
Bill Clinton.
Was the US Secretary of State between 2009 and 2013.
Hillary Clinton.
Was impeached whilst in office.
Bill Clinton.
Adopted stepfather's last name when a teenager.
Bill Clinton.
Well done. Come on over. Well done, Stephanie. Oh. Well, a tricky round. Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. Yeah. You used 194 heartbeats. You got three wrong answers. Uh-huh. Well, they were tough. They were tough. And I noticed that just before you stepped onto the plate, your heart rate went down to 86. So that's good. It is good. But during gameplay, it only peaked at 112. So that's fantastic. It really is. So that's not an issue. It seems that you're quite relaxed and composed during gameplay. Just let's eradicate the wrong answers.
OK.
OK. There's one more thing. Let me introduce you to the string quartet. There they are. Don't let them distract you. They're going to be playing along to the beat of your own heart. The faster they're playing, the more panic you're getting, or the slower they're playing, the more relaxed you are, and the more time you'll have to complete the rounds, all right? So, after round one, Stephanie has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you'll win £25,000. But only if you manage to complete our final round, which is cash out. And if you win cash out, you will walk away with the money that you've previously banked. So it's round two, Stephanie. Let's take a look at it. It's Unravel.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, Stephanie. You've got 806 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on with £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play.
All right. I think this is going to be a good round for you, Stephanie. So when you're ready, let's play Unravel. Stephanie, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Talent. Picture. Object. Concert. Multiple. Suspicion.
Yes, well done. Well done, Stephanie, I told you. I told you you'd be good at that. Congratulations. Well done. You got no wrong answers.
Hey.
No wrong answers, which is what we wanted. And during that round, you only used 73 heartbeats.
Oh.
See? Oh. So if you can keep it like that, Stephanie, it means we'll get more opportunity, more chance to complete more rounds and hopefully bank more money. So well done. How did it feel?
That one felt okay, actually. It's just finding the beginning of the word and then you're okay.
That's the key. Yeah. That's the key. But well done. You peaked at 112. So it's the same peak as last time, but you're starting off so low, you're starting off at 88. So that's a good thing. That's one thing you've got going for you. So well done, Stephanie. After round two, you've banked £500 and you've got 733 heartbeats remaining. Where will we cash out? Find out after the break.
Which former Spice Girl is a regular presenter for Heart Radio? Emma Bunton or Mel C? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which former Spice Girl is a regular presenter for Heart Radio? The answer is Emma Bunton. Before the break, Stephanie from Derbyshire struggled with wrong answers in contrast, but sailed through Unravel. With 733 heartbeats remaining, how far can she go?
Let's have a look at round three, shall we? It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
It's round three, you've got 733 heartbeats remaining. It's Assemble. It's like a giant jigsaw. How are you feeling?
I don't know. We'll see. How we go.
You're the mother of two, so you must have done some jigsaws in your time.
Oh, yes, I've done jigsaws in my time. Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah,
good definitely. Luck. Do you want to play on with £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I think I'm going to play on.
Good stuff. All right, Stephanie, let's play Assemble. OK, Stephanie, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Tess Daly. Play.
Thank you.
195, you got two wrong. Two wrong. Quite difficult.
Yeah, it was the sort of trying to work out which is the left and the right side when it's upside down. I usually turn maps around and I can do it then. I wanted to kind of turn upside down to have a look at it.
I struggled with those deep brown eyes and those lovely lips.
Oh, do you know who it was? Then?
Yeah, yeah. Strictly Come Dancing's Test Early. So let's move on. You banked £1,000. Your high, your peak, was 112. So okay. I think we know what you're like during gameplay. You're quite calm, Stephanie. Really well done. After round three, Stephanie has banked £1,000. She's got 538 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's take a look at round four, Stephanie. It's deduction. This is how it works.
This is deduction. You'll see seven answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, you've got 538 heartbeats remaining. The next topic is pretty much general knowledge.
Okay.
Are you going to play on with 2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
No, I'm going to give it a go. I'll play on.
Good girl, that's the right answer. I think you can do it. Let's do deduction. Come on, Stephanie, you can do this. Stephanie, you need to give four, just four correct answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Nicki Minaj, Ellie Goulding, Rita Ora, Cheryl Cole, Nicole Scherzinger released a perfume called Pink Friday. Play.
Step off.
No, you did the right thing.
No chance.
You did the right thing.
I wouldn't know any of that.
You did the right thing. Modern day female pop stars. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, I know who most of them are. I've never heard of Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
No, sorry.
Well, that's the answer here. So that's the first answer to the first question. You stepped off the plate. We're going to change everything. We change the question and change the options. Okay?
All right.
However, you stepped off the plate. It cost you 50, so you've got 467 remaining. Still enough time.
Okay.
Still got bags of time. There's no panic. All right, once again, Stephanie, let's play deduction. So if you're ready, Stephanie, please step onto the plate.
Cheese, tea, cereal, milk, bread, coffee, butter. Belgium produces a variety of this called Erve. Play.
Cheese.
The Chorley wood process revolutionized the way this was made.
Milk. Butter. Bread.
Brazil is the world's largest exporter of this.
Coffee.
Ghee is a type of this used in Indian cuisine.
Butter.
Yes! Well done. Great work, Stephanie.
Well done.
So you used 207 heartbeats, you got two wrong answers and a step off. So that's 100. It's not bad. All right, so after round four, Stephanie has banked £2,500 and has 331 heartbeats remaining. Let's reveal the fifth round. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round five and you've got 331 heartbeats remaining. It's Pinpoint, it's mathematics. How is your maths?
A bit dodgy.
Really? Well, you've got three sequences to complete. Do you think you've got enough heartbeats remaining to complete Pinpoint and then cash out?
I'm worried that I don't have enough heartbeats, so I think I'm going to cash out.
All right, OK. So let me ask you officially, are you going to play on for 5,000 or cash out with 2,500?
I'm going to cash out, please.
All right. So, Stephanie, you've made it through four rounds. You've banked £2,500. Are you ready to play cash out?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Good luck. All right, Stephanie, all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember that you cannot step off the plate during cash out, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. So for £2,500, Stephanie, when you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Alton Towers theme park is closer to Manchester than London.
True.
An anonymous source during the Watergate scandal was referred to as Deep Throat.
False.
The original Wembley Stadium hosted the British Empire exhibition.
False.
Omnipotent means to give off an unpleasant smell.
False.
Actor Alfie Allen is in the TV series Game of Thrones.
True.
Whitney Houston's song, I Will Always Love You, featured in the 1990 film Ghost.
False.
Electronics company Sony manufactures Xperia smartphones.
True.
Sheffield Wednesday Football Club are nicknamed the Owls.
False.
The hallux is the medical name for the kneecap.
True.
The £2 coin was first issued in the 21st century.
False.
Jaggers is a character in Charles Dickens' Great Expectations.
False.
The Statue of Liberty is under 100 years old.
False.
The father of singer Miley Cyrus is a professional basketball player.
False.
The novel Lord of the Flies was written by Mark Twain.
False.
Philately is the hobby of collecting stamps.
True.
In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Gertrude is Hamlet's sister.
False.
Yes! Well done, Stephanie. Oh, I thought you'd blown it. Excellent stuff. Just spin round. Well done. Well done. You must be really pleased.
I am. I'm really pleased. I've got my frock and everything.
Well done, you. You did exceptionally well.
Thank you.
Fantastic player on 1,000 heartbeats. And your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Well done.
Thank you.
You've been a fab contestant. And thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Brilliant. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Jamie from London. Hi, Jamie. Nice to meet you. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Hiya.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Specialising in employment law.
So an employment lawyer, is that a stressful job from day to day?
Yeah, it's quite stressful.
And how do you deal with that stress?
Tend to walk out the room for 5 minutes and come back in.
If you did that on the show, that would be an issue. If you're a lawyer, you must be an educated young gentleman. Any other topics that you'd like to see come up on the screen?
Anything to do with football would be grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Football, sports, what about things like history?
Not too great at history and politics. Maths is all right. General knowledge is there or thereabouts.
All right. And how do you relax? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Surprisingly, football.
All right.
Yeah, I play football 2-3 times a week at the moment.
So keeping fit, that must keep your heart rate relatively low at rest.
Yeah, football manager would probably say I'm not too fit, but yeah, I think I should be fairly low, yeah.
All right, well, fingers crossed. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, because this is 1,000 Heartbeats, and at the moment, it is quite low. It's at 72. It's just going up, that's because we've noticed it and we're talking about it, that's all it is. So when you step on the plate, just try and keep it at a steady pace, okay?
Sure.
So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. There they are. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Let's do this. All right, Jamie, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Good luck.
Thank
you. Let's play.
Cheers.
All the best, my friend. All right, Jamie, you need to get 7 questions right. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Michael Jackson, Prince, play. Features in the 2009 documentary film This Is It.
Michael Jackson.
Was born with the surname Nelson.
Prince.
Was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1984.
Michael Jackson.
Owned a chimpanzee called Bubbles.
Michael Jackson.
Featured on a series of stamps released on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent.
Prince.
Released an album that spent 37 weeks at the top of the US Billboard chart.
Michael Jackson.
Was born in the US state of Indiana.
Michael Jackson.
Changed his name to a symbol in 1993.
Prince.
Yes, well done. Come over. Well done, Jamie. You used 117 heartbeats, you got one wrong.
Okay.
So if you hadn't got that wrong answer, it would have been under 100. If you can keep it under 100 per round, you've got a good shot at £25,000.
Perfect.
How was the pressure on the plate?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah?
I feel the heartbeat going up a little bit. But yeah,
well, it did
good.
Go up a little bit. In fact, it peaked at 132.
Okay, that's quite high.
It is quite high. And could you hear the string quartet?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's a bit nerve-wracking when they get faster, but then that's my heart, I guess.
Well, you've banked £250. You've got 883 heartbeats remaining. How far will he go? He's a lawyer, surely. We're going to be playing for £25,000. We'll find out after the break.
Christian Barnard, who performed the world's first human heart transplant, was born in which country? South Africa or the Netherlands? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Christian Barnard, who performed the world's first human heart transplant, was born in which country? The answer is South Africa. Before the break, Jamie from London banked £250 after playing contrast. With 883 heartbeats remaining, can he go all the way to the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. Unravel 6 words before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, it's Unravel. You've got 883 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
Play on, please.
Going to play on. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All the best, Jamie. Let's play Unravel. Jamie, you need to unravel 5 words. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Maiden. Sausage. Abnormal. Wobble. Blessing. Nightmare.
Yeah! Come on, Jamie. Well done.
Thank you.
Your heart rate during gameplay is pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. It's low enough to get us through to the final round for £25,000. That round was flawless. No wrong answers. You used 95 heartbeats. So well done, Jamie. So after round two, Jamie has banked £500 and has 788 heartbeats remaining. Let's have a look at round three. It's assemble, and this is how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So it's round three, Assemble. It's a big jigsaw, yep. Basically.
Okay.
When was the last time you played a jigsaw?
Not since I was a kid.
Yeah. But no one forgets how to do
it. No, it's like riding a bike.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. Well, good luck, Jamie.
Thank you.
Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
Play on.
All right, Jamie, let's do it. Let's play Assemble. Good luck. All right, Jamie, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Mo Farah. Play.
Five. Nine. One. Ten. Three. Four.
Yeah! Come on, Jamie. You got one wrong.
I know.
You got one wrong, and you used 110 heartbeats.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. But 25 of them were your wrong answer.
Yep. Okay.
So really good, really good going. You've got 678 heartbeats left. You peaked at 112.
Okay.
That's
still quite low.
It is really low, really low. Are you feeling more confident now we've played a few rounds?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right. Well done. So you've banked £1,000. That's pretty good. Before you came into the studio, did you have any idea, any thoughts about what amount of money you'd like to leave with?
There's a figure in my head, yeah. I want to go to Borneo to see the orangutans. So
oh,
there's a figure in my head that I need to get there.
That's a long way away.
It's a long way away. At the moment, I can get there. I can't come back.
Right, OK. So what would get you there and back? £5,000? £10,000?
Five would be nice. 10 would be perfect.
OK, but 25 would mean 25 that you can turn left on the plane instead of going right.
I could always turn left on the plane with £25,000, yeah.
Good stuff. So it's round three, and Jamie has banked £1,000, and he's got 678 heartbeats remaining. Let's see round four. It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Jamie, it's Identify. You've got 678 heartbeats remaining. How's your general knowledge?
Yes, OK. It's not
yeah?
bad.
Right, well, good luck. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
Definitely play on.
All right, wish you all the best. Let's do it as quick as we can.
Sure.
All right, good luck. Let's play. Come on, Jamie, we've got high hopes. Jamie, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Jackie Brown, Catch Me If You Can, Eyes Wide Shut, The Wolf of Wall Street, Casino, After Hours, Big Fish, The King of Comedy. Films directed by Martin Scorsese. Play.
Stepped off.
Stepped off?
Films aren't good for me.
Really?
Yeah, not directed by Martin Scorsese. I wouldn't get that at all. I'd rather get one where I know some answers than guess and lose 25 on each wrong one.
All right, that's good gameplay. Yeah. I am not going to argue with you. Good strategy. So, let's reveal the correct answers. Films directed by Martin Scorsese. Wolf of Wall Street. Casino. After Hours. And The King of Comedy. Would you have got them?
I only got one.
One.
Yep.
Good job, you stepped off the plate.
Yes, all right.
Good gameplay. Let's take 50 from 660. Leaving you 610. So, Jamie, you still need four correct answers. Yep. Let's do this. Let's do it quickly. Let's play Identify. If you're ready, Jamie, please step onto the plate.
Lake District, Shropshire Hills, Brecon Beacons, Epping Forest, Yorkshire Dales, Loch Ness, South Downs, Cotswolds. UK National Parks, play.
Lake District. Cotswolds. Epping Forest. Shropshire Hills.
One right.
Loch Ness. South Downs. Lake District. Brecon Beacons.
Step off. Not going to guess again.
No.
No, not going to guess again. You got three right. UK National Parks. Don't remember that from school?
No, not really.
I bet you remember studying it, though.
Yeah, I wasn't good at geography.
Yeah. Three correct answers, which means in the next round of Identify, you'll only need to find one answer.
Perfect.
However, you stepped off. It cost you 50. Let's take 50 from 478. 428. That's how many heartbeats you've got left. All right, let's find that missing answer. You got the Lake District and the Brecon Beacons and the South Downs. The last one was the Yorkshire Dales. All right, Jamie, you need to find one more answer and then we'll get rid of Identify and then we'll move on.
Yep.
All right, good luck. Let's play. Identify. If you're ready, Jamie, please step onto the plate.
The Generation Game, Takeover Bid, Didn't They Do Well, Wheel of Fortune, Play Your Cards Right, Beat the Star, Opportunity Knocks, Strike It Lucky. TV shows hosted by Bruce Forsyth. Play.
Strike It Lucky. The Generation Game.
Yes, well done, Jamie. Well done, well done. Strike It Lucky was Michael Barrymore.
That's right.
Michael Barrymore. You got three wrong. You used 309 heartbeats, Jamie.
It's not good, is it?
Oh, it could be better. So after round four, Jamie has banked £2,500. He's got 369 heartbeats remaining. What will he do after the break? Will he cash out? We will find out.
Whose backing band is called The Heartbreakers? Tom Waits or Tom Petty? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, whose backing band is called The Heartbreakers? The answer is Tom Petty. Before the break, lawyer Jamie banked £2,500, but lost heartbeats, stepping off twice in Identify. With 369 heartbeats remaining, he has a big decision to make. Play cash out now, or try to win more.
All right, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers and then be given an instruction. You must work out the answer and clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, round five is Pinpoint and you've got 369 heartbeats remaining. What are you going to do? It's a squeeze, it's a push, because Pinpoint is mathematics and you've studied mathematics.
I did my A level, yeah, and got an A.
And got an A. So what are your thoughts?
I'd love to do the rounds. I think I'd be good at it, but I think it's a push. I wouldn't want to see the £5,000 and then have it taken away. I think I've got the 2.5. That gets me to Borneo and back, turning right, not left. I'd rather do that than...
Rather not risk it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a lawyer, I'm risk-averse, it's what we do.
All right, fair enough, it's what you're used to.
Yeah.
Let me ask you then, are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out with £2,500?
Cash out with £2,500.
All right, we're going to cash out. So, Jamie, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 in the bank. Let's play cash out. Good luck. Just take your time, Jamie. You've got loads of time. So, Jamie, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember that during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. Every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Jamie, nice and composed, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Vienna is the capital city of Italy.
False.
Quicksilver is another name for the chemical element mercury.
False.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow starred in the film Good Will Hunting.
True.
In Spain, cars drive on the right-hand side of the road.
True.
Yoshi is the name of a character in Nintendo's Super Mario series.
True.
Florence Nightingale led a team of nurses during the Crimean War.
True.
Netball is a sport at the Commonwealth Games.
True.
The well-known fairy tale, The Snow Queen, was written by Lewis Carroll.
False.
Yes! Well done. Well done, Jamie. Excellent stuff. £2,500, you're going to Borneo.
Yeah, perfect.
Well done, but look how many heartbeats you got left. You know, I'm not going to rain on your parade, but 216 heartbeats remaining. Would it have been possible to complete Pinpoint?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Who
knows? It's a long round.
It is a long round, you're right. But well done, are you happy?
Yeah, really happy. Really
good,
happy.
Good man. Well, Jamie, it was lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
It really was. You've been a fabulous contestant. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank
Cheers,
you very
man.
Much.
So, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Debbie from St Albans.
Hi.
Debbie, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Great to have you with us. What do you do for a living?
I'm a PA and I work in Mayfair in London.
Oh, right, OK. What's it like being a PA on a day-to-day basis?
It's hard work, Vernon. Lots of tasks and many things to achieve.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like what? Like
the
what?
Other day, I had to take my boss's fishing tackle to be sterilised to a vet. It was a very unusual task. I often have to make porridge.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Sterilising anyone's tackle could be an issue. Is there a lot of pressure in your job as a PA?
Yes, there are sometimes. Tight schedules, lots of meetings to organise.
What do you like under pressure?
I try to sort of keep it under the boil.
Right, OK. And what do you do to relax?
Well, I love renovating my cottage. So I've got a little cottage and I'm giving it a Jetsons feel.
Oh, really?
So it's like Victorian meets sort of...
Space Age.
Space Age, yes.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, that sounds interesting. We're going to have a lot of fun, Debbie.
OK.
So, good luck. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, at the moment, it's 108 beats per minute. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's relatively low. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. We don't want to see that number reach zero. All right, let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Come on. All right, Debbie, every game starts with the same round, and that's contrast, and this is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, the first challenge is worth £250. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Vernon.
All right, OK. Let's play contrast. All right, Debbie, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Blue, red, play. Father Christmas is traditionally depicted in clothing that is...
red.
In The Simpsons, Marge's hair is...
blue.
Liverpool Football Club's home kit is famously...
red.
Cyan is a shade of...
red.
The soles of Christian Louboutin's shoes are famously...
red.
The sapphire in Kate Middleton's engagement ring is...
blue.
The middle stripe on the national flag of Russia is...
it's red.
The colour of the first G in Google's logo is...
it's red.
In the film The Matrix, the colour of the pill Neo swallows is...
blue!
The traditional rhyme for a bride refers to something borrowed, something...
blue!
Christa Berg had a UK number one single with The Lady in...
red!
Yeah! Come on over, Debbie.
Well done.
Well done, that was good. Well done. Not too sure about what colour Father Christmas is at the beginning. A lot of hesitation. It's controversial. But well done. How did you feel after that?
Good to get that round out of the way.
All right, exactly. You used 243 heartbeats. Your peak was 132. That's quite high, Debbie. If you can relax more under the spotlights, on the plate, then we'll be all right. We can complete as many rounds as we can to get towards that £25,000. Understood?
Yes.
Good stuff. All right, Debbie, let's have a look at round 2. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round 2, Debbie. You've got 757 heartbeats remaining. How are you feeling?
OK, Vernon. Slightly nervous, but I'm trying to control it.
So, are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
No, I would like to play on, please.
All right, good stuff, Debbie. Please, let's play reorder. All right, Debbie, you need to put 6 answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
BBC 3, ITV, E4, Channel 4, Sky Sports, MTV. Television channels. Date they were first launched. Earliest to latest. Play.
ITV. Sky Sports. E4. Channel 4. MTV. Channel 4. Sky Sports. E4. BBC 3.
Yeah! Come on over, Debbie. Well done. Is that a sigh of relief?
Yes.
You did really well. You did really well. You used 176 heartbeats. You've got 581 remaining. You got 3 wrong answers, though.
I know.
75 heartbeats removed. So, Debbie, after round 2, you've banked £500. Are you feeling confident or are you still a bit nervous?
I have to be honest with you, Vernon, I'm still feeling slightly nervous.
All right, well, don't worry about it. Let's just pretend that we're going to the fishing tackle shop to sterilise your
boss's
fishing tackle equipment.
Yeah.
Right, and then we can play it like a normal day at work.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, unfortunately, we're out of time, so join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Debbie gets on. We'll see you then.